Hello and welcome to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
So, I was looking at the movies out over the weekend.
Or the lack thereof.
That's pretty much what I saw.
Like,
I'm seeing, like...
Oh, it is, like, there was a tumbleweed, I think, that blew through, like, one of the poster, like...
The Goldfinch?
Was one of the big...
Yeah, that
releases.
Was the big one.
The big release.
That struck me as a movie that no one would see, but it would be nominated for an Oscar.
Probably. Like, it would be doing very well to get, like, $40 million at the end of its run. Yeah.
And it was based on a book that won, the Pulitzer or something?
And was very depressing if the preview was any kind of indicator. And like I said, maybe they just had a bad marketing team and it's hysterical. But Goldfinch did not look like it was going to be the family fun comedy of the fall.
It looked horrible. Horrible in the story would be very sad.
Right. And it is not what I needed at that moment. So I did not go see Goldfinch, like 30 seconds into this. That's not what I said.
And all of the other movies that were out were so forgettable, I actually don't remember. Oh, wait a minute. Did you go and see... What was it called? Hustlers with J-Lo?
Yeah, that, no. No?
No.
No. I just looked
again,
at
again, that's based on a magazine article.
Right, because that's what movies
magazine.
Should be based on. Yeah, I just looked at that and just kind of went, I don't think that's a great idea.
By the way, which one made the most money?
I think Hustlers did. Like, I think Hustlers won the weekend, if I'm remembering. Goldfinch was like... third, and I want to say, like, there was a holdover that took second.
Yeah.
This was one of those weekends where they're like, it set a record for the least money made in a total weekend. Like, just, it was nothing to write home to.
So with those
about.
As your options, what did you see?
I basically just had to go through, and I was like, oh, I'm not seeing that. look at the other ones and go, oh, well, I've already seen that. And finally, I landed on one that I go, well, I like the poster. The Peanut Butter Falcon.
And again, that should be on the poster. Well, I like the poster. I'll see the movie.
Like, it had a lot of, like, you know, won this at this particular festival or won that. Like, it had some really positive, like, statements on it. And, like, I'm in a situation where I pretty much have to watch a movie a week.
These are the quotes. It's a movie. You can sit and watch this.
I was like, well, I have to see something, and I'm not going to do that to myself. I'm not watching that. So I was like, okay, Peanut Butter Falcon.
I've never heard
I like the Millennium Falcon, and I like peanut butter. Maybe it's about a delicious Star Wars-themed cookie. It's not.
Mm-hmm. First of all, anyone, do tell me who stars in it.
Oh, my goodness. Like, here.
I must look it up.
Wait for it. I think you'll appreciate the story more because as soon as you see who stars in it, you're going to realize, like, I usually meticulously research my movies before I go into them. I know who's directed it. I know who writes it. I know who starred in it. Like
95% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's what I'm saying. Like I was pleasantly surprised by this movie. But like I said, I went into this thing cold. Yep. She found it. If you have ever listened to this show or if you've ever listened to Jane and I talk, I do not have a tremendous appreciation for Shia LaBeouf. And Shia LaBeouf, this is his movie.
And Mick Foley, who I do like.
Even Stevens is all... Well, Mick Foley has, like, essentially, like, a very small cameo in the movie. But, like, for all intents and purposes, like, this is Indiana Jones the Third's movie. This is Holes himself, John Q. Transformer. Like, I see his name come up on there, and I go, oh, I've made a grave mistake. What have I done? Oh, dear. No, what Spider-Man? Can I watch that again and review it? Is that okay?
Oh, Yellow Wolf's in it. Oh, I love his work.
Yes, that Yellow Wolf.
And Dakota Johnson. Don and Melanie's kid.
Sure. That's who that is.
So tell me all about, what is it? The Peanut Butter Falcon. Is Shia the Falcon or the Peanut Butter?
No, he is neither of those things. He is basically kind of a, I don't want to call him a worthless human being, but like he,
I'm talking about his character.
I'm just at, like, I think he went method for this thing. Like he's very kind of like, he drifts, you know, from job to job. Like he wears a dirty t-shirt and like a cut off pair of like pants the entire time. Like this is not somebody that like was aspiring to do anything. And one of the first things you see the character do is set fire to somebody else's, like lobster cages or crab cages rather. And the first time you actually meet the character, he's stealing. So like you're not like, this is definitely not like Chris Evans, Captain America. Like he doesn't have a square jaw. He's not blonde. Like he's not fighting Nazis beside Uncle Sam. Like
he is not Indy Jr. Anyway.
Well he is, but that's another,
not my Indiana Jones.
he really is not. The peanut butter falcon of note is actually a mentally handicapped boy that has been placed into an old folks home. He does not have any family or anybody that can take care of him, so the state has decided to place him here. He takes umbrage with this, and he keeps trying to escape. Mm-hmm. Keeps trying, like starts up another plan. And eventually, he talks his roommate into helping him, who is quite delightful in the small role that he plays. And eventually, he does get out. Now, as Shia LaBeouf
is Sandman his roommate?
No, okay. No. But that would be fun. He ends up getting into the boat that Shia LaBeouf is using, like after he has set fire to these crab traps to try to run away from these people, like because he slipped out a window, like soaped himself up so that he could squeeze through the bars, and he's running through the town in his underwear. This is not your traditional.
Is this a documentary of Shia's life, or?
He's probably had things that have happened similar to this that he drunkenly does not remember.
Hmm. All right, so where does Dakota Johnson come in?
She is the caretaker of him, and like whenever they realize, because he had been labeled as a flight risk, she tells the director of the nursing home. She's like, he goes, well, you need to find him. She goes, we need to report this, and he goes, no, we're not reporting this. You need to find him. Go out.
You're listening to Parental Guidance Suggested. It is brought to you by Hinson Oakley Family Dentistry. Jane Ellen talking with Adam Cravens about what's in theaters this week. Mostly nothing, but this is the Peanut Butter Falcon. Why is he called that?
Now, early on, like while he is there, he has a VHS tape of the Saltwater Redneck. This is his favorite wrestler. Like he is very much in the vein of like 80s Randy Savage. Mm-hmm. Like the promos that they're cutting, like Ric Flair would be proud to watch. Thomas Hayden Church plays the Saltwater Redneck.
He'd be real good at that.
Like I would honestly watch a fake documentary about the wrestling career of the Saltwater Redneck. I'm so sad that I don't get to find out. And like what's happened on this tape. It said, come down to my wrestling school right here. I'll show you how. And like start showing the wrestling. And like I said, it's just delightfully 80s. Mm-hmm. Oh, it is so good. Like I could have just watched that over and over. He is a huge wrestling fan. And later on in the film, he actually gives himself, like when he and Shia LaBeouf, who bond like in a very like Rain Man-esque mm-hmm. or like Lieutenant Dan and Forrest Gump kind of way.
Shia is the Rain Man character?
He's like what Tom Cruise was.
Oh.
Like he kind of like begrudgingly takes, like he understands that like this guy doesn't need to. Right, yeah. So like he's like, okay, listen, I'm going here. Your wrestling school or whatever is right here. You can go with me. But it's just because I'm going there anyways. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a road trip movie, except they don't have a car, and the boat that they had, he shot holes in the bottom of it. So it's not a boat movie, and it's not a road trip, but they're walking a lot through like fields.
Oh, so it's like Lord of the Rings.
Not at all. But yeah, there was walking.
There's a lot of walking.
Yeah, there's walking. And there was a lot of walking in those movies. Hmm. Eventually, like I said, it turns out that, like, the two of them start bonding. And, like, this is where, like, the real meat of the movie comes from. Like, it's actually a really kind of touching story of him bonding with this person that, like...
Are you saying...
I know. This is why I said, when you see this name and you see that I'm telling you this is a good movie, you'll be like, wait, Adam said a Shia LaBeouf movie wasn't hot garbage, like with raccoons in the
Nicolas
dumpster?
Was Nicolas Cage in it
no,
as well?
I don't think so. He could have been in some of the deleted scenes.
Did it end satisfactorily to you?
Yes. Like I'm honest to goodness, like, This movie made I felt like better about life when I left this movie. Like, it's funny.
Wow.
It's touching. Like, it's interesting. And like I said,
is peanut butter involved?
Well, that he whenever they're sitting there and he's like, all right, well, when we get to the wrestling school, like, what's your name? Like, you can't just go by your regular name. What's your wrestling name? And he's like, the Falcon. And eventually, like, he gets some like brush. And like leaves and stuff, and like they paint him up like using dirt, and like he again has this very like 80s looking like costume that they've built out in the wilderness here, and he had stolen a jar of peanut butter earlier, and he takes it and he smears it across on his face, and he goes, "I'm the Peanut Butter Falcon," and I'm just like, oh, totally did not see that as being the reason that this name came about. That's delightful.
Mm.
But like I said, it's just the movie is funny. Saltwater, I don't want to get too much into the end of the movie, but like I said, it ended in a satisfying way. Like, the characters have a lot of depth. Like, the relationships that they build are honest. And Thomas Hayden Church as the Saltwater Redneck is honestly worth the price of admission alone. Like, it's just... It's just I felt better after watching this movie.
Hmm.
And that's, I can't say that a lot about things that Shia LaBeouf has been, because as we all know, my love of the Transformer movies, or lack thereof, his involvement in the what is not actually the fourth Indiana Jones movie, because there's only three. I just, like I said, this guy has never done anything that I was like, yeah, I care. But by accident, completely, because honestly, if I would have seen that, I think it would have turned me away from the movie. But I just kind of went, that boat looks nice. There's a lot of positive quotes on there. I'll give it a shot. And then I saw Shia LaBeouf, almost turned and walked out, and... It's going to be like, well, we won't podcast on it this week. I was going to see this movie until I saw Shia LaBeouf was in it. But I stayed, and I wasn't sorry that I did.
Sometimes when you take it for the team, it works out.
I'm just saying, like, you have not seen a movie like Peanut Butter Falcon. There's no explosions in it. Like, there's not a lot of gunfire. There's not a lot of, like, witty banter between two grizzled cops. Like, I do have a hard time, like, drawing a line, like, exactly to what kind of film or the genre. But, I mean, honest to goodness, like, Rain Man or Forrest Gump is about as close as I can get to it, and it's really nothing like either of those movies.
Birdman?
No, not like Birdman either.
Rain Man, Running Man.
Batman. No, it's not like any of those. None of those.
Peanut Butter Falcon, worth your time. And next week, anything?
I looked through those as well. September 20th, we do have Rambo Last Blood.
I think something else that is watchable comes out that day. Or could be watchable.
Let me bring... Rambo was the one that, like, distinctly...
So,
like,
this weekend is Rambo weekend for you. For us.
Rambo Last Blood, like, I will almost... Like, I like Stallone movies. Like, I've like anticipated like all the Creed movies. Like, I loved the Rocky movies, loved Cliffhanger. Like, I was that kid that watched Schwarzenegger and Stallone movies all through the 80s and 90s. So, like, if you're going to make I don't care how old he gets. Stallone is 130. I will show up to a Rambo movie. I don't care. Like, if he's just like, he's geriatric. Like, he's mad those people are on their lawn, and I'm like, I don't care.
He would have machine guns in his walker, go...
Ad Astra is the other one, the Brad Pitt one in space. That oddly looks like a sequel to Space Cowboys because of the cast. At first, I thought they had made a sequel to Space Cow... because it's about space. Tommy Lee Jones is there. Like, I was just like, wait... all of the people that aren't dead that were in Space Cowboys are in this movie. It's not a sequel to Space Cowboys, which was directed by Clint Eastwood in, I believe, 1998, 1999.
That interests me.
But if I have the time, I would actually like to catch both of those.
Excellent.
This weekend.
Okay. Well, I will continue not going to movies because... you're doing it for me.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to wait to see this.
I'm doing it
on TV.
I'm doing it for most of the Upper Cumberland.
You're doing it for the people.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much for taking it for the team, Adam.
That's what the kind of person I am.
Yep. And we'll be back next week with another one. You're listening to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.